Grant Haywood, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep traditional country music alive.
Take me there and let me live and die.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome you all back into the third and final hour of the Wayback Country Jamboree Morning Show here this morning. As I welcome you all to the 10 o'clock hour, I would like to remind you all that we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario, as well as being brought to you by Historic Airways at CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, the Limestone City of Canada. I'd also like to remind you all that we can be heard via www.cfrc.ca. as well as most listening devices on your smart speakers and smartphones as well. Now, as I welcome y'all to the third and final hour of 10 o'clock here this morning, I would like to remember another legend of country music with our second double feature of today, and that is going out to the 86th birthday of Melba Montgomery, who celebrates her 86th birthday as of tomorrow, the 14th of October, 1938, she was born. And with that shared, I would like to play a double of her great songs, including a classic that y'all will remember as a Smiley Bait classic, but she also recorded, titled Hall of Shame. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite titled Your Tears Are Telling on You. With that, I'd like to welcome y'all to the 10 o'clock hour and say good morning to everybody listening in.
Should they ever build a hall of shame for those who can't be true? Someone should give them your name to see what they can do to place you there among the rest who have cheated in love's game. They'd surely find a place for you. Certainly is no honor, not a thing to be proud of. But after all, look what you've done. You destroyed our love. I worship you, but to my regret, your feelings weren't the same. I know that you'd feel right at home.
That she gave you a mansion, a present for changing her name, and you told our friends her love and her riches brought happiness, and you're not ashamed. Darling, your tears are telling
you say that our love was just emotion, and you say that our feelings were wrong. Then why?
Yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program to take our weekly trip down east to the good old Maritimes, as they're often called. With that, we have a collection of East Coast favorites. First will be an all-time classic going out Peter and Myrna Trenholm in Pugwash, Nova Scotia on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. It's going to be a classic by Cape Breton Island's own Charlie McKinnon and the Ghost of Brass Dior. It's going to be none other than Dick Nolan and his all-time classic, Eyes the Buys, that sails the boat. And then we'll wrap up this set with none other than Michael T. Wall, our dear friend from Pickering, Ontario, but who's originally from the Rock of Newfoundland, and it's going to be an all-time classic that's becoming a true hit in this area and listening area of Canada, and it's going to be Gasoline. And hey, why wouldn't it be a hit? Look at those gas prices out there. But with that, we'll say good morning to everybody out on the East Coast, and happy Thanksgiving.
I've heard Donald John McPherson volunteer for overseas, with the flat of the McPherson's giddy swinging in the breeze. On farewell leave from Halifax, he marched along the shore. Then his parents went to meet him by the waters of Bridor. I heard Donald John McPherson at the closing of the day marched out to the little steamer that would take him on his way. He played the Scottish melodies till he reached the other shore. Then he walked towards the sunset from the waters of Bridor. Well, he wrote to them from England, told of places he had seen. He had been to London Castle and had played before the Queen. He had been to bonnie Scotland and along the English shore. He saw nothing like the maples by the waters of Bridor. Mother dear, I've been promoted, I'm a sergeant major now, and I wear a blue Glengarry with a badge upon my brow. Sometimes in dreams I see you standing by the cabin door, while my father plays the bagpipes by the waters of Bridor. One day there came a letter, and this is what it said. Major Donald John McPherson killed in action, so it read. Kindly friends and neighbors gathered in that cabin by the shore, where they heard the last post sounding o'er the waters of Bridor. There's a piper on the hillside at the closing of the day. You can hear his stirring music while the sunset fades away. You can see him through the maples as he marches to the shore, and he enters in that cabin by the waters of Bridor. Mother dear, I've been promoted, I'm a sergeant major now, and I wear a blue Glengarry with a badge upon my brow. Sometimes in dreams I see you standing by the cabin door, while my father plays the bagpipes by the waters of Bridor.
the boat. Eyes the buy that sails her. Eyes the buy that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Hip your partner Sally DeVoe. Hip your partner Sally Brown. Oh, what Twillingate, Morton's Harbor, all around the circle. To cover your plate, cake and tea for supper, codfish in the spring of the year, fried and maggoty butter. Eyes the bye that fills the boat, eyes the bye that sails her, eyes the bye that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. Your maggoty fish, they're no good for winter. I can catch better than that down in Bonavista. Eyes the bye that builds the boat, eyes the bye that sails her, eyes the bye that catches the fish and brings them home to Lizer. I took Liza to the dance, and faith how she would travel. Every step that Liza took, she was up to her knees in gravel. Eyes the bye that fills the boat, and eyes the bye that sails her. Eyes the bye that catches the fish and brings them home to Liza. Hip your partner Sally DeVoe, hip your partner Sally Brown. Oh, go twilling eight Morton's Harbor all around the circle. Eyes the bye that builds the boat, eyes the bye that sails her, eyes the bye that catches the fish, brings them home to Lizer.
That I ever seen. What on earth is going on with gasoline? Oh, gasoline. Filled up my tank the other night. Watched that meter just spin out of sight. Don't I wish they'd lower the price of gasoline? Oh, gasoline. She spends a lot of time in my backyard. I can't afford to drive her far on gasoline, gasoline. Gasoline, gasoline, highest prices that I ever seen. Aren't we tired of getting ream by gasoline, oh gasoline. Fill her up again, sir. What? Almost empty again. Think I'll just buy me a pony with plenty of horsepower. Yeah, that's what I'll do. Just feed us some oats and hay. Giddy up there, Chip. Tie your silver away.
Ever with the Lord, you and me. Hi, friends. It's Peter Trenum from way down here in Nova Scotia. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the high lonesome sounds of bluegrass music, as we pay tribute to the Grass is Always Bluer segment of today's program. With that, let's begin with Wilma Lee and Stoney Cooper, and none other than their all-time classic titled Each Season Changes You. Then we'll follow with another all-time favorite song of the seasons, Bill Monroe and his Bluegrass Boys, and When the Golden Leaves Begin to Fall. Then we'll wrap up with an all-time favorite version of Lester and Earl and their own version of I Still Miss Someone, which also speaks about the fallen leaves at this time of year. So with that, here's our high lonesome sounds of bluegrass for this Sunday morning. Welcome in, friends.
Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, and winter too. Oh, I know I'll never understand the reason. I still wonder why each season changes you. It was springtime when I found you like a flower, and our love grew warmer with the summer sun. In the fall, golden leaves begin to fall.
like coal, our wind will come. Sweethearts walk by together, and I still miss someone. Though I never got over those blue eyes, I see them everywhere. I miss those arms that held me when all the love was there. I wonder if she's sorry.
Nephew of Grandpa Jones, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Way Back Country Jamboree.
Oh, they call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it on feel.
And now, friends, I would like to welcome to our Way Back Country Jamboree and morning show once again another special member of our program and morning beam, none other than Little Gunny the Dachshund, our beloved companion and friend. Here at the Way Back Country Jamboree Morning Show. Now, as we salute Gunny and welcome her weekly top picks, we would like to pay tribute to Earl Haywood once again with his all-time classic. First of all, it's going to be When the Snowbirds Cross the Rockies, which is recorded back in the 1940s era. And then we'll follow that with an all-time classic titled Let Me Dilly Dally in Lily Valley. Now, isn't that a tongue twister? Anyway, thank you, Gunny. For your contribution to today's program. And yes, these here are our last selection of Earl Haywood songs for this morning. Welcome in, friends, and now here is Earl Haywood once again.
When the snowbirds cross the Rockies and the stormy
be roses in the Rockies and a rainbow in the blue. For the springtime will be ringtime and our dreams will all come true. When the snowbirds cross the Rockies, I'll be coming home to you. Let's dilly-dally down in Lily Valley, down where dreams come true. They disappear like bubbles in the valley where you're never, never blue. If you ever wondered what became of Sally, the answer's very simple once you know. She was never very happy in the alley, so she left it for the spot where the big smiles grow. So let's dilly-dally down in Lily Valley, down where your dreams come true. Better pack your grip now, you'd better take that trip now to the valley where you're never, never blue. Skies are always blue, and if you've got any worries, it's the very place for you. So let's dilly-dally down in Lily Valley, down where your dreams come true. You lose your troubles, they disappear like bubbles in the valley where you're never, never blue. What became of Sally? The answer's very simple once you know. She was never very happy in the alley, so she left it for the spot where the big smiles grow. So let's dilly-dally down in Lily Valley, down where your dreams come true. Better pack your grip now, you'd better take the trip now to the valley where you're never, never blue. To the valley where you're never, never blue. To the valley where you're never, never blue.
Moonlight on the Manitoulin Island.
Hello, this is Grant Haywood, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the Wayback Country Jamboree. Keep traditional country music alive.
Take me there and let me live and die.
Well now, friends, once again, it's time to welcome a very special guest of honor onto the Wayback Country Jamboree, who has a wonderful program coming up on the 21st of October at the Altsville Theater here in Cornwall, Ontario, and called Relive the Music, a tribute to the 50s and 60s. With that, it brings me great honor to welcome Steve Marshall to our program this morning. Following this interview, we will hear an all-time classic rock and roll favorite. Yes, I know we're stepping a little bit out of the genre of country music, but it's going to be Bill Haley and his Comets with a classic titled Rock Around the Clock. With that, here now is a dear friend of mine who I am looking very much forward to seeing on the 21st of October, Steve Marshall.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, Johnny.
Well, it's a pleasure to be talking to you. How's things going out in the West today?
Well, it's sunshine. There's no snow. There's no rain. There's nothing. It's pretty good over here.
Well, that's great. Great, yes. So let's go back to the early days of your career. How did this all begin?
Well, I've been, I'm dead center of a baby boomer at 68 years old right now. Mm-hmm. So I started drumming in bars in 72 when I was 16 years old. I used to listen to the 50s, 60s music off and on for decades because it lasts so long.
Yes.
And then about 30 years ago, I kept thinking about putting a show like this together. You know how we sometimes put ideas off all the time? Well, I kept doing that.
We all do, yes.
Finally, in 2018, I finally made a bet with myself that if the Port Theater in Nanaimo was available, my favorite theater, on March the 2nd, 2019, I would do the show. It was. And nobody heard me, so I looked around and says, okay, I'll double down. If the Campbell River and Courtney were available so I could do three in a row, I do it. And they were. So great. I did up a poster of my old cars and booked the show. Uh-huh. My music family thought I was crazy. And tickets started to sell, so they jumped in to help to put it all together.
Oh, great. So almost 6 years later, five, 6 years later, you're still at it.
Yeah, we're right now at 103 standing ovations in a row in Canada and the U.S., so nice. it's basically taken over our world.
Well, that's great. And I understand there's still a demand for this type of music as well.
Yeah, there is. There's a... The trick to a long-lasting music is actually when cover bands do the song. So, for example, somebody writes a song and then 10... 15, 20 years later, whatever it is, someone will cover the song and put it in their album. And then, so now first you got grandma listening to it. Now you got her son or daughter listening to it, you know, years later, yeah. But it's by a different artist. And then it's redone again. Some of these songs have been done dozens of times on new albums on different artists throughout decades of music.
Very true.
So that's what really keeps the songs going.
So it's generational then.
Yeah, because you know, grandma heard it and
her children.
Sometimes we get grandma and her children and grandchildren all come to the show.
Yes.
And they're surprised that the young kids even like it.
Exactly. Well, I'm 33 and I love this stuff. So, yes, for sure.
All right, on.
Exactly. So, in your concert, what would you say is the main drawing key to your program?
I would say it's the years, 50s and 60s. But the drawing key is the fact that we're so much different than all the other shows. Because we don't just do this tribute or that tribute. It's like literally going to a show with 40 tributes going on. Because there's four female singers, four male singers, the band, there's big video in the background. And, you know, you get to see, like, basically, there's costumes flying left and right. Mm-hmm. You know, there could be the Beatles come out, then all of a sudden the Pointer Sisters come out, then the Roy Orbison comes out, and then this comes out, and that comes out, and everybody's wondering, how do they change so fast?
Yes.
So that's really part of it. And the fact that there's trivia, which is another interesting aspect of it all.
Yes, for sure. Now, how does that fit into it, the trivia part?
Well, what happens is... there's a big voiceover guy that's recorded. He's a guy from the U.S. And he does trivia about the next song we're about to do. So the audience is told how this works in the beginning. So they get about 4 seconds to figure out what they think it is. So people are yelling. So when he finishes his spiel, then the people yell out, it's this one, that one, and then all of a sudden the song starts,
yes.
And that's when everybody laughs and points at each other. I told you I was right. So for example, I'll give you one, my favorite one of all, of trivia. In 1964, this artist forgot his prescription glasses on the airplane, and he was being backed up by the Beatles in England. So when the only thing he had left were his prescription sunglasses. So you know, he did the shows, and then he was posted all over the world. And when he got back to America, his management went, hey, where's those glasses? Oh, those are my sunglasses. No, that's your look from now on. So that's been his look to this day.
And that is Roy Orbison.
That's right.
Yes, okay, I see, yes.
So what happens is once that pause happens, everybody does their thing, and everybody,
and Pretty Woman.
So that's the fun of it.
Yes, yes, exactly. Now, I also understand that you're on a cross tour, cross-country tour coming up in September right through to October.
Yep, 37 shows.
Amazing, yes, back-to-back also, I understand.
Yeah, there's a few days off where we drive and whatnot. Yes. I try not to do more than six in a row. Last year we did it and we had 10 in a row. And that just wore us right out.
Yes, I'd imagine.
But so we're mm-hmm. taking it a little bit easier this time.
Oh, great. Yes, yes. And do you come out, as you were mentioning, you come out after the show and meet people? Or?
Yeah, usually on the end of the show, mainly the singers and me, and we go out and meet people on the way out, and it's just amazing the response we get. You know, we get people coming up. One guy came up just bawling, and we're like, oh my God, what's going on? And he goes, these are tears of joy. You just brought back my life.
Yes.
And this one lady said, you guys saved my life today. I don't know what that meant, but yeah, people are just so happy that it brought back everything that they just love hearing
exactly.
and doing and seeing. And
for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. And so do you do any of the old, I know you might not, but some of the old, like say Elvis Presley or Hank Williams, that sort of thing, or no? Just strictly rock and roll?
Okay, so for example, Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Frank Sinatra, Doris Day, Patti Page, Dean Martin, Fats Domino, Little Richard, Rolling Stones, Steppenwolf, Led Zeppelin, Platters, Bill Haley and the Comets, Elvis, Paul Anka, Patsy Cline, Jerry Lewis, Richie Valens, Buddy Holly, Ricky Nelson, Chuck Cherry, Johnny, Connie Francis, The Beach Boys, Chubby Checker, Cornettes, Nat King Cole, Aretha Franklin, Four Seasons, The Beatles, Temptations, The Supremes, Rolling Stones, Sonny and Cher, Cheryl's, Righteous Brothers, The Marvelettes, Angels, Nancy Sinatra, The Ronettes, The Ventures, Tina Turner, Neil Diamond, and more.
Yes. So there's a little bit of everything for everybody. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
and
I hear
well,
you.
All of those are different costumes.
Yes, for sure. They would be, yes. Like you named one there, Patsy Cline, that's near and dear to my heart for sure, yes.
Yeah, my youngest daughter. Yeah, because we're also a family band, right?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, that's
I'm on drums. My wife's, who is actually a world champion Tina Turner tribute artist prior to all this.
Yes.
She's been on Oprah twice, been on Ellen.
Oh, wow.
So she's one of the singers, yes. And she comes out as many different artists. And then her sister's one of the other singers that comes out as many different artists. And then our youngest daughter, who does the Patsy Cline, for example, she's 25, and she comes out as multiple artists.
Yes.
And then the guitar player is our daughter.
Oh, wow. Yes, yes, I see. So it's all
this
in
one
the family.
Lady,
that's great.
Yeah, this one lady walked out on the meet and greet, and she says, Sonny, you guys remind me of the Von Trapp Partridge family.
Yes, exactly.
I said, ma'am, I'm going to have to use that from now on.
Yes, exactly. That's right. Now, what keeps your, well, not only your music, but the music of the show so in demand, even in today's world?
Well, that is a neat, sneaky thing,
mm-hmm.
that it all stems, because when I put this together, I had to figure out, do a lot of homework about what songs are relevant still today from back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually I figured out why it's relevant still. It's because when a hit comes out in sometimes 1940, 1950, then 10, 20 years later, another, you know, popular artist will redo that song.
For sure, yes.
And it becomes a hit again. And then, like some of the hits in this show have been covered by different artists 20 times. You know, so then all ages from everything knows the song, so that's what really keeps it alive.
Yes, for sure, for sure. And also, yeah. When you have a good song, it's timeless anyway, so yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you have a stop, of course, here in October 21st in Cornwall here. Where can we go to purchase the tickets?
Well, the one way is go to relivethemusic.ca. Mm-hmm. So you go there, and that's our website, relivethemusic.ca, and you can find the venue you want to go to, and there's a link, and it takes you right to the ticket sales. Or you can call or go to the Huntsville Theater, and their website's HuntsvilleTheater.com.
Yes.
And, so it's all over the place there.
Well, that's great, great. And also the box office is open, I understand, down there as well. Yes.
That's right,
places.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have a couple more questions for you today, but what are your hopes for and plans for keeping the concert going?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I've always had this dream, because while we've already done the Tina show all over the world, because, you know, my wife as Tina Turner separate from this before all this happened.
Yes.
But, so we'd want to take this one to Europe.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And then the end goal for us as a family is to do a residency in Vegas.
Yes, for sure. That'd be nice. Yes, for sure.
So instead of us traveling, because, you know, it's quite a chore.
Mm-hmm.
When you travel, everybody thinks, oh, you're seeing the world. But I remember hearing rock stars saying, we see theaters, we see halls, we see hotel rooms.
And that's it. Exactly. For sure.
But we're going to make it a little bit better than that. But, that's our big residency in Vegas is the real end goal.
I see.
Totally.
Yes. Well, that's great, for sure. Well, I hope to see you on October 21st, and it'll be a pleasure to take the show in. Yes.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
And in closing today, what song can I play following this interview for you?
Oh, comes to mind probably my topest song or one of the most popular songs in 1950 by far, is Rock Around the Clock.
For sure. Sounds good, Steve. Yes, and it's been a pleasure talking to you, and I'll be in touch with you. Yeah.
Thank you.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rocked. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rocked. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. Put your glad rags on. Join me, home. We'll have some fun when the clock strikes one. We're going to rock around. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band slows down, we'll yell for more. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
And yes, friends, once before we say so long for this Way Back Country Morning Show on Jamboree, it's once again time to highlight this week's spooktacular Halloween favorite and spooky song of the week as the Way Back Haunted Song of the Week. Now, this is leading up to the Haunted Hayride on the 27th of October, which features Sarah Karloff, Allison Arngrim, and a few others. But until then, I would like to pay tribute to one weekly spooktacular song and spooky song of the week leading up to that celebration. So let's turn back the years, and the Dean of the Grand Ole Opry was, of course, Grant Turner, forever remembered as the voice of the Grand Ole Opry. And it's going to be the Mako Light, taken off an original 45 RPM single that I got in Guelph last weekend. And so with that, this is also going out to our dear friends, John and Kathy Arsenault of Guelph. And yes, it is, of course, also our spooky song of the week. So with that, here's our all-time classic favorite by none other than Grant Turner.
Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright in the darkest night. The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright
in the darkest night.
In the darkest night.
In the state of North Carolina, near the city of Wilmington, there's a place called Mako Station. That's where this story was begun. In 1867, they say, a locomotive engineer whose name was Joe Baldwin died in a train wreck here. It was just before midnight, so they say, and the night was cold and black. Near the broken rail where the spikes had failed, Joe was standing on the track. Whistle scream when the headlights gleam, saw the warning light he gave. But the speeding freight and the hand of fate laid poor Joe in his grave.
The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright in the darkest night. The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright
in the darkest night.
In the darkest night.
That day on, so the story goes, which no one won't deny, there's a ghostly light that appears at night like a halo in the sky. Though many have seen it, who really knows what makes the light appear? The old folks say it's the light of a lantern that Joe was a-swinging here. They say old Joe is surely a ghost that keeps coming back at night, still trying in vain to warn the train with the waving of his light. Well, maybe you believe it, or maybe you don't, or maybe you just won't tell. I've never been to either place, but I know there's a heaven and a hell.
The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright in the darkest night. The Mako light, the Mako light, shining bright
in the darkest night.
In the darkest night.
And now, friends, as we say so long from the Way Back Country Jamboree and Morning Show this morning, I'd like to once again thank you for allowing me to join you on this Thanksgiving Sunday morning. I hope you all have a blessed Thanksgiving and share some of God's many blessings on this Sunday morning, as well as throughout the year. Now, when I count my blessings this year, I, of course, will count all of you, my fans and loyal listeners, on this, the Way Back Country Jamboree and Morning Show, because if it wasn't for you, there'd be no way I could ever do this program, because it takes listeners to make a DJ, and it also takes singers to make that song. So with that, I would like to thank everyone for tuning in to the Way Back Country Jamboree. I'd also like to mention that Earl Haywood sadly passed away September 17, 2006. However, during his time here, he did leave a rich history of country music. So as we say so long, let's play ourselves home this morning with the all-time legendary Walter Brennan, forever remembered as Grandpa Amos McCoy, on The Real McCoy Show, and an all-time classic titled Supper Time. Then we'll play us home to the very top of the hour with Johnny Cash, The Man in Black, and The Thanksgiving Prayer. So with that, we'll be back next weekend, 8 to 11, over historic CFRC 101.9 FM from the heart of downtown Kingston, Ontario, and also the Woodlock Ranch and Studios here in Cornwall. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. May God bless each and every one of you till we meet again. So long for now, friends.
Come home, it's supper time. We're going home at last.
Ooh. Many years ago, in days of childhood, I used to play until the setting of the sun. From yonder down an old familiar pathway, I'd hear my mother call when day was done. Come home, it's supper time.
The shadows lengthen fast.
The shadows lengthen fast.
Come home, it's supper time.
Come home, it's supper time.
We're going home at last.
You know, neighbors, I just imagine that a lot of you folks are listening to this song now are grown people, both men and women. And I know that you folks like to reminisce at times, as I have many times, about my childhood. And one of the most pleasant memories of my childhood past was when my mother used to come to the back of the steps of the old home place and say, "Come on home, son. It's supper time." But you know, time has woven the realization now, the truth that's even far more thrilling. And that's when someone shall call, and all of God's children shall go home where it will be supper time. With God around the great white table, certainly the greatest of them all.
Time in the season when family and friends gather near to offer a prayer of thanksgiving for blessings we've known through the years, to join hands and thank the Creator now when thanksgiving is due. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. I'm grateful for the laughter of children, the sun and the wind and the rain, the color of blue in your sweet eyes, the sight of a highball and train, the moonrise over a prairie, and oh, love that you've made new. And this year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. This year when I count my blessings, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. time comes to be going, it won't be in sorrow and tears. I'll kiss you goodbye and I'll go on the way, grateful for all of the years. I thank for all that you gave me, for teaching me what love can do. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you. And Thanksgiving Day for the rest of my life, I'm thanking the Lord He made you.
Another show is over, another day gone by, with good friends all around me. Oh, how the time do fly.
Hello, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. Reporting for the Wayback Country Jamboree, a division of Woodlock Ranch Studios, Cornwall, Ontario. The views and opinions during the show do not reflect those of the CFRC Airwaves or CFRC Station. With that, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and may God bless each and every one of you till we meet again.
Yes, I know we'll meet again. Another place, another time.
Oh, waiter.
Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to